5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Provide us with entertainment.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Could you give us stuff, Jim?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, we half feel good.
Yeah.
We don't sort of properly feel good because we're back in lockdown.
We are, Jim.
What in God's name is going on?
I don't know.
I've just had a mate of mine lives in New York City.
New York?
He's just said, big Reggie Hickey.
Yeah,
the White Lightning.
White Lightning, yeah.
He's just sent me a text going, so you get 11 cases, you shut the whole city down.
Oh, a few more than that, but yes, you're right, Jim.
11 new ones
week.
Overnight.
For a week.
The whole city shuts down. What are we doing?
Whole state, Jim, just not the city.
Well, what, if you live in Warrnambool,
yep.
You're not allowed out of your house either?
No.
So it's a whole joint.
It's a statewide.
What, Bill, seriously, we've completely lost our way. Why doesn't New South Wales shut down?
Well, they don't. Queensland did for 3 or 4 days, didn't they? Queensland had a little one.
WA did, SA did.
Yeah, little ones.
But they were contained. We just shut the whole joint down for a week.
Well, there's a lot of people that...
Yeah,
out there.
Hey, Bill, there's a lot of businesses too.
I know.
That were just starting to get their act back together and now they're screaming halt again. It's a farce.
7-day lockdown, Jim.
So we're recording this middle of the afternoon
because
we have to do it for various reasons. So we don't know. This will go to air at 6 o'clock. We're not 100% sure what the landscape's going to look like at 6.
Spot on.
So we're just waiting and seeing, but give us a sports update anyway as I say hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim, and g'day to you, Rabs. Triple M, will have exclusivity.
Oh no.
Triple M will have exclusivity. What's up? What is it, Jim? There it is.
Exclusivity.
Great to be with you. I might have told you this yesterday. Old Lockdown Brownless told you that.
Oh, did you Lockdown Brownless?
But what we can kind of tell you at the minute, Jim, it's around 11.
Can kind of tell you.
Well, the Western Bulldogs Melbourne game mightn't even go ahead.
No.
There's trouble there now.
Yes.
One of the Melbourne players
might have dropped into Chapel Street.
Chapel Street somewhere, Jim. So that's no certainty there, of course. Collingwood Geelong, yes. Gold Coast Suns and Hawthorn has been postponed, so that'll be played somewhere else. So very interesting. Richmond, where do they play their game, of course?
Because Adelaide?
Yeah.
That's looking like GWS Giant Stadium.
That's spot on now. That's what that's looking like, not at the MCG.
Bill,
so.
Imagine if you had Gil McLaughlin.
No, who does it?
Travis Old, yeah. His group, you know, Hock. Imagine if you're that group. You're sitting there going... Toes, fingers, everything you can cross that we can just get through. We can keep crowds at the footy because they're already talking about $200 million lost already on this season. Now, bang, because of one bloody quarantine cock up out of Adelaide.
That's it.
Now they've got no crowds. They're having to flick around games. They're losing money hand over fist. Talking about having to go back into hubs. Mate. I mean, it is a complete mess.
One cock up from Adelaide. So we might hear more about that.
I think, yeah.
What I can tell you is Tom Lynch is out for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks for the Richmond Footy Club. That's a big loss.
Yeah, it is.
With all their midfielders out. They'll get a couple back probably this week. But that is a huge out
big
there.
Loss.
What about the Western Bulldogs going to play another first gamer tomorrow if the game goes ahead?
As good as they are, they have been incredible at flicking the magnets around, haven't they?
Unbelievable.
I reckon they've changed their team every week.
I know. They've
won every game bar one.
Riley Garcia. So good luck to Riles there. He's pick 62 in the 2019.
Nice.
Still no little Mitchie Wallace or anyone like that.
He's bringing, very tough to get
bringing
a spot back.
In all these other guys in, Jimmy boy.
Yeah.
Cam Guthrie reckons he might play. He hurt his shoulder last week. Not sure about that. Tom McCartney.
How's that a story?
I just saw it there as I was flicking through, Jim.
Thinks so he might play. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Tom McCartan is off the market. They've signed him up at Sydney, and he's been a
very
good
intercept marking defender.
Not
fantastic.
Sure what old Gap's doing because he's missed
Floss.
Five. Well, he's up there at Sydney, but he's out for 5 weeks suspension.
Just belted someone before the game even started.
Yeah, well, had started, Jim. The game.
How long?
About 2 minutes I've been going. Poor old Aaron Black.
Oh, Blackie's minding his own business.
Blackie played his 100th game, 100th VFL game last week. Got carried off.
Yeah, very good man, Aaron Black.
Got carried off. Yep. Yeah, good on him. That was good. I was also wanting to step up talks in their contract. Quinton Narkle. plays one Sparkle. Good one. Sparkle goes to the cat, says, I want to
Come
talk
on,
about
Sparkle.
The contract.
Come like on, a few more O's on
oh,
the end.
Exactly. That's what he's looking for. But he was good. We'll see what happens with that one, Jim. What else have I got for you? Oh, the Broncos and Storm play tonight.
Not much, by the
sound. Rugby league.
No. Rugby league.
Haven't got a lot, Jim. Well, it's all fluid. I can't.
It's fluid.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure. So they play tonight, and Jerome Hughes returns, which will be good. They need him back.
Right.
But they play the Broncos up there at Suncorp Stadium.
Yes!
So they were up there for a week on their little holiday, and now they stay for another week because of lockdown. Yeah. Tell you what, have a lot of people just disappeared out of Victoria.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
And gone down to the coast
Bill,
or whatever.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
just at the sniff of what this government serves up, you Ooh. Jump in your chariot and drive wherever it'll take you.
Over the border.
Yeah, you just get over there somewhere and then work it out after that.
Get vaccinated too. That's one message we can say. Get vaccinated.
Well, how are you had it?
Yeah, Monday.
Has this contributed to your vocal cords?
No.
Because they say after effects.
Mm.
I reckon it has. I reckon it latched onto yours.
Downstairs.
Because we heard a question.
Downstairs.
We heard a question that came out earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the day after you were vaccinated.
Well, that's what I'm blaming it on.
So have a listen.
Right. And the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What?
Jim, I'm putting Bill, that down to Pfizer.
That was...
You didn't have Pfizer.
Yeah, I can't think of the other one.
What AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca.
Bill, you had the vaccination,
yes.
And then the next day... I need to hear it again. This question came out to a V8, young V8 supercar driver.
Jake. Right, and the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What
was that? It was the vaccination, Jim. That's all I can put it down
blood
to.
Clot never in your brain somewhere. Or
hey, did you see the super moon last night again?
Yes, I did.
They said the last one about 2 weeks ago. You won't see that for 100 years. Guess what?
Eclipse of the moon.
2 weeks later, she's back.
It was amazing. I was out the back of my joint watching it. It was amazing.
What? Just you actually stood there.
Oh yeah, had the strip of sun down the light down the bottom.
What time?
And the rest was like I reckon it was 9:30.
Wow.
Oh, it was amazing. I rang my mum and dad, lived down the bottom of Western Australia.
Yeah.
Said if you get this over here, get out on your balcony and enjoy it. It's nuts.
Did they?
Dunno. Oh. Because they thought it might have gone by the time it gets over there. Don't know enough about it to know if that's true or not. But anyway, I did look at it, Bill. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Nick Riewoldt joins us.
Oh, yes, please.
Rui. We need to get to the bottom of what he's been up to. And I reckon his beautiful wife will take pretty well to this lockdown.
I don't think so.
And then after Rui, Bill's just preheating an oven.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jim. Turn it on.
Come on.
Turn it on.
All right.
150. Just preheat it.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Never wonder if you're in the right business, Bill.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and Triple M Footy's big off-season recruit joins us in the studio.
We're sure our next guest has mixed emotions this week. The Saints may have fallen off a cliff.
St Kilda are completely unravelling.
But at least the Tigers aren't firing on all cylinders.
Probably time Richmond fell away, and to be honest, I hope they do, because I'm sick of Jack. He's becoming a real pain in the arse.
Please welcome former guest host of this show.
I must welcome our special guest, and it is a great privilege, even great honour.
Nick Riewoldt.
Seriously, Rui, have you missed that sort of craft?
Craft. Well, you're the predictions man.
Oh, I am. No one listens to what I say, but
for
you're right.
Reason.
I said it yesterday. But great to see you, Rui, because $1 million sign on at the start of the year. Triple M's big recruit. No one's seen him, Jim.
I can't get a game.
They wouldn't let you in the car park. They wouldn't let you in the building.
My car park still doesn't work,
no.
My pass. I've got to take that up. But I can't get a game, Billy. That's been the issue.
You're going well. What do you reckon of the lockdown? You happy with that? Seven days at home with the Dale and
wrapped.
The kids?
Yeah, everyone's pumped at home. Good attitudes flying around everywhere.
Mm.
Moments like this, Kath just really loves being in Australia.
Ooh.
Doesn't miss home at all.
Ooh. You know, my boy Maxie loves it. Because he's away from school for a week. He just lies in bed and does nothing. He actually looks forward to lockdowns. Something wrong with that kid.
We had one of the lockdowns last year. We were on the beach, Rui. And my kids are mad surfers. And I just kept noticing at about 1:01, they would just airmail past the front of the house with their wetsuit on and go straight out for the 45 minutes. Anyway, so I'm not stupid. I'm obviously realising the last 10 minutes of class, not a lot's been achieved.
Yes.
We're sitting around the table the other day. I said, how are you doing that, by the way? And they go, Dad, it's not hard. You just shut your screen down, So they think you're still in class, but you're not. Yeah. You can get your wedding on.
Clever.
Well done.
Clever.
So, Bill, this is the sort of genius that we're creating out of lockdown.
I like it, Jim. Well done. Hey, now, Rui, let's talk tribune rule.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
What did you think of, one, Nick Holman got 2 weeks and then off, and then Lachie Plowman?
Well, Holman was always going to get off.
Yes.
So I reckon all the work that the AFL's done around protecting the head and looking after and concussion and all of that sort of stuff has been great.
Yeah.
And there have always been people along the way that have said, oh, the game's going soft. It's this and that. And they'd never had a point, I don't think, until Monday.
Yep.
Until the Holman finding was handed down, the 2 week from the MRO, and you thought, gee, maybe we are in a bit of trouble. Maybe
what you said about that. That's good.
Like maybe we've gone too far. Maybe there has been an overcorrection. So great to see that one got overturned. I thought it was just obvious. How did we get there in the first place? I'd like to know.
I don't know.
You know the other thing? Sean Higgins. Did you see Shepherd?
Oh, poor Shepard.
Oh, terrible. Mate, Holman put the arms out. He didn't. Yeah, right, you know when you used to be at training and you'd give the handball and you put your arms out for 1 second?
Yep.
That's exactly what he did. Come on, Higgo.
We'll get to the Plowman one. I'll tell you what else was a bit poor. And, you know, big key forwards. Mm. So if Sam Walsh runs down and he gets clocked by Hardigan. Yep. Big Harry.
Oh, it's just stands there and lifts
Big Harry. What are you doing, man? Like, if Buddha had have run down into the forward line and... Yeah. He had gotten dropped in front of you guys. Well, then
I would have said Gazza.
Big Gazza would have.
I would have thought someone had flown the flag.
That was unreal, wasn't it? Right in front of him, Big Harry, and he just let it go.
He got him well, and the Plowman one. Oh, I thought he could have got off Plowman.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was calling the game, and I didn't see any issue with it at all. The ball arrived at the exact time the two of them hit each other.
He had the fist cocked,
but he didn't have it out. He had to have it out, like he was spoiling. And he did hurt Jaeger, and he's a beautiful-looking man. So
But you are allowed. The other thing, Rui, is you are allowed to protect yourself.
It would have been
a different result. You are allowed to protect yourself in a collision, aren't you? You are allowed. That's the reason. You're not trying to pick someone off.
No, that's right.
Actually protecting yourself. But anyway, they've said about their head needing to be sacrosanct now for a long time and haven't delivered on it.
Yep.
We would rather them be over than unders on it.
Yes.
But I agree with the Holman.
Yeah.
We can't have a run down tackle.
So you were about to name someone then.
He was.
You were about to.
I'm trying to think. Nick Floston or something. I don't know.
Nick Floston.
Just someone I was trying to think.
The anti-O'Meara. Nick Floston. He'll be rapt to hear that.
He will. Yeah. The other thing we've got to talk about is your Saints. I don't know what's happened there.
Oh, Bill.
No one does.
Unbelievable.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Well, you're down there.
Yeah.
Do you get down there?
I'll tell
you
what. I took, I had Saturday night off. Ooh. And so.
Where do you go? Out, did you, to the Three Monkeys or something?
I wish I did. It would have been better than what I experienced. I went to the footy, Bill.
Oh, no. So your went to the footy.
Well, I took the boys because I haven't been able to take James and Will to a game this year, and they were so excited. So we had the gear and we went into the city and had a burger beforehand.
Oh,
and
nice.
Went across to the stadium and the Saints ran out and Will's sitting there and he's singing the song and James is up on his seat and he's waving the scarf and right into it. Well, about 5 minutes in, I thought, there's got a smell about it.
Yep.
A real, real stink just coming off the turf. And so we get to halftime, and I thought that this might do us.
A bit tired, boys.
50-plus points.
Yep.
So, all right, let's go. So we stand up, and we're right behind the goals on level two.
Oh, no. So you left at halftime.
Well, I didn't realise we were right behind the St Kilda cheer squad.
Oh, no.
And so someone from the cheer squad's... Oh. See me stand up, and they've all, started to, hey, really, what's going on? I turned to the boys. I said, sit down, boys.
Cop a little bit more of this. Sneak out 10 minutes into the third.
That's right. We're not going anywhere. Halfway through the third, I said, Will, come over here, mate. Sit on Daddy's lap. Pretend you're asleep, and I'll buy you whatever you want on the way home.
What is happening structurally, though, Rui? Is there something you can see that's worrying you more than anything else?
I don't think it's necessarily structure. I think when you've had four massive losses like they've had, I think it's attitudinal. So it's just
work
rate at the moment, not a desperately hungry group when you compare them to the best teams in the competition. I think it's salvageable because they showed last year that they can play with a real hunger, but that's why the great teams are great and the great players are great, because they do it every week.
Mm. But how can you be without, I mean, this is a club that hasn't had since your day, you know, grand final exposure, etc.
Yep.
Have you win a final last year, you would have thought this is a club that's exactly in that hungry spot.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? Absolutely. So, yeah, I think it's probably a bit of a malaise, maybe a satisfaction with what was achieved last year without actually realising the hard work that needed to go to another level. So that all comes down to your leadership. The challenging that goes on Monday to Friday at the football club clearly hasn't been strong enough.
No.
And it won't change until it is.
All right, more with Nick Riewoldt after this.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's
it?
Seinfeld.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Nick Riewoldt is in the studio. Six-time Trevor Barker medal winner.
Six?
Yes. Five-time All-Australian, 2002 Rising Star Award, and now an owner of a new bike.
Yes, we saw that. So you get it? You've become a Lycra warrior.
Is it? And you and I share the same strip of road.
Lycra wanker.
Let me just explain this.
Okay, gotcha.
If I'm driving along Beach Road and I see a big bastard with a lock of blonde hair,
giant
the
bike.
Door might just, I might just extend it out a touch.
You've got to give us a metre now.
Oh.
That's the new rule. Oh, people love that too, don't you? Yeah, I'm into it, James. I'm into it. Last year during the first lockdown when all the gyms were shut and you couldn't do anything, I had the old bike there, and I thought to myself, if I can get to 5,000 Ks by the end of the year, well, then I'll be able to go out and get the new bike. So I got the new whip this week.
I saw that.
What is it?
Giant.
It's a Giant from the boys down at Giant Ormond.
Don't have helmets, do they?
Well, I'm inside, Bill.
Oh, good.
I'm on a thing.
It's a car.
I'm on a Wahoo kicker inside.
There's a car.
Well, that's out on the street. Oh. So I'm in the shop. And
I've got a bike in my garage. I never thought of getting on it and riding 5,000 k's and getting your bike.
That's not that far. Like, that was over the course of a year. But
so you love it. You got the cleats, are they?
Cleats, yeah. I've got the cleats,
yeah.
You rode last year, remember? And you used Max's helmet.
Yeah, and once I went.
Yeah.
Gee, I got a sore bum. You get a sore
bum. Yeah. You get used to it, Bill.
Do you?
Yeah, you wear your bum just sort of wears itself in a little bit. I'm not quite sure how to approach that one.
How can they
recycle this and use this as a grab somewhere and make me look real ordinary?
Bill's helmet, he couldn't get it underneath his chin. We just couldn't make it work.
That's a problem.
It was Max's.
We could find one big enough for you, Bill. But no, I love it. It's good fun. I've met a good group of guys.
What are you talking about? Ozone layer and stuff. What's happening over in Gaza Strip?
Not one of those woke sort of.
I think you would be.
No, sit down, have your latte.
We are at the
far opposite end of the spectrum.
Step into the cafe with your little clicks on. Click, click, click. Sit down, have a latte, and they talk crap, Jim.
Mickey Roberts? Does he ever see Rubbo?
Mickey Rubbo.
Go pick up Rubbo down at Merritt's.
I've seen Rubbo out on the road.
Schwatter loves it. Schwatter goes hard on the bike.
Yeah. Who else? Tuddy. Tuddy's out there a bit on the bike. There's a good little community.
Now, Rui, is Marcus Bontempelli the best player playing our game?
Right now, yeah.
What about Dusty?
Right now. I think you can only base it off sort of recent form.
But this year.
Yeah, so Dusty's got the greatest list of accomplishments. Who's in the best form? I think Bontempelli's in the best form right now. Just because he's doing it everywhere. And he's doing it in a team that's dominating, so that always sort of elevates your status a little bit. His ability, for a guy, when you look at him, like he's not overly strong.
Yep.
Like, he's not a bull, really, is he? Like a Cripps or a Martin. He's not
super
overly
quick.
He's not super quick, but he's just quick in all of his football movements.
Yep.
So he's an incredible player. He's kicking goals too, which is part of his game that he's tightened up this year. They've got a couple guys at flight, like Liberatore. What Libba does for Bont, I think, can't be underestimated. His ability to sort of win it at the coalface, and unless you're actually watching him really closely, you don't even notice him sometimes because he's so quick with his ability to win it, distribute, and then they're out and gone. So do you have them at the top of the list at the moment, the Dogs, as teams that can win it?
Certainly at the minute, but I just think, have they peaked early?
Mm.
You can only do what you can only do, but that's what I was going to ask you. The top four, you'd have to have the Dogs up there. What about Richmond, who are currently not in the eight, believe it or not?
Where do they finish? I don't know about top four, but if a team can win it from outside the top four, they just get on runs late in the year. I know everyone wants to sort of be quick at times to say, oh, that's it. That's the end of their run. I don't think we're there yet. In fact, I'll I'll be late to jump off because I've got so much faith in them and what they've been able to accomplish and the guys that are out. So every team's got injuries, but Richmond's have midfield. All been concentrated through the midfield, Bill, spot on. And that's hard to replace.
And Lynch also is going to hurt him.
Yeah, that will.
Your cousin's going to have to fire up.
Yeah, which they've done before. Yeah. He was sort of one out through that first premiership year as a key forward, and they almost used Caddy as a second key forward. But he can't get a game at the moment.
No, he cannot. Melbourne, are you a buyer?
Yep, they're real. They're real. They're just because their game's based on contest and pressure. They've seemed to have uncovered that secret where you really value role players. They could have been accused of, I don't know if selfish is the right word, but not necessarily playing team footy all the time over the past few years. Their midfielders would all congregate around the footy. They get really good balance around the contest now. And, they're playing with an edge, the Ds. I'm a big fan. Interesting, the whole key forward scenario at Melbourne. Mm. So that's sort of a story within a story there for the Ds. And who's going to lock down that spot out of Wiedemann and Brown? I mean, it's conceivable that Brown might be there for a year and that might be it.
Go to another club.
Well, would they want to lose a player like Wiedemann?
You'd keep Wiedemann ahead of Brown, obviously, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And Brisbane are the other one?
Yeah, they're good.
Brisbane are good. It's a slow start. I mean, what were we? Well, they were 1-3.
Yep.
We were thinking, geez, this season could get away from them pretty quick. And their profile, you look at all the numbers, without getting too analytical, but their profile's off the charts in terms of what's sustainable and what's going to stand up in big games. So like them.
So profile. The only thing I would ask you, Rui, about the Western Bulldogs is teams that overpossess the footy come unstuck in Finals. September.
Yep.
The heat comes on and you just can't start flicking it around. That's my only question mark, because that's how they build their whole exiting stoppage structure strategy around, is those flicking around over the top, handball, all that sort of stuff.
Harlem Globetrotters sort of
that's
stuff.
That's it. Yes. And it looks great and it works well, especially when you get another mob on the ropes like they had the Saints on the weekend. But when you get into September, is that going to stand up?
I'm fascinated about tomorrow night against Melbourne, assuming we go ahead. We won't be allowed there. But Melbourne's pressure's been elite, particularly their forward line pressure. So the Dogs, who want to flick it around, they want to take the game on out of the back half, Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel and all of these sort of guys, can they handle the real fierce, intense pressure? Mm. That's a question for them, absolutely. So
is that their profile?
Profile?
Yeah.
Listen to Fat. He's picked up on one word. It's what he does.
I'm actually looking at his blank piece of paper. He's got one word, profile. Underline.
That's all he's got.
Underline, which I think I said 7 minutes ago.
That's why I wrote it down.
That's what he does.
That's a profile.
A word.
Yeah, well, when I say profile, I mean
analytical too, you said.
Yeah.
Good word.
Thanks. Any others?
No, just those two. I didn't know how to spell. Didn't even know how to start analytical.
Oh,
start.
I can't even say it.
Starts with an A.
There you go
from there. What's next?
An A lit ickable. There you go.
What are we doing?
What do you got?
Did you see the photo of his idiot head with his helmet on?
No strap. Can't get the strap done.
Wow.
It looks like Colonel.
You get away, Rui?
It does look like, I was going to say, that's a bit
Colonel
of
Colonel Schultz.
Sort of German World War II
exactly
style.
Right.
It was. Right. Yeah. Do you get away, or you probably can't now, but you can't do anything?
No. No, well.
Oh, there it is.
Nothing. I was going to try and get away in a couple of weeks.
To Tassie?
We're going to go north.
Oh.
Get some sun. Mm. But
how do you go with the sun, with your white skin and your...
What do you mean my white skin? I've got white hair.
You grew up in the Gold Coast.
What are you talking about?
My
white skin.
Big head. Alpaca
What's
heads.
What's going on?
Alpaca head.
White skin.
Oh, we can't insult our guest anymore.
No.
Our big signing, he comes in to talk to us, be serious about footy, and you pick out two words and
profile,
then talk about his skin.
And profile, Jim. Very good, the profile.
You've got a minute left.
Oh, good.
Fox footy this weekend, Rui?
Yes. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, Essendon West Coast. Big weekend of footy.
It's a Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
He write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Am I hitting the opener, Jim?
Oh, he's not happy. Mm. He's not happy, our man.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Come on. 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I'm not happy, Jim. Not happy. Bill is not happy, Jim!
I heard you!
Well, just don't sit there with that stupid look on your face. A bloke returns from India to Australia, Jim.
Yes.
He doesn't have coronavirus. They send him to quarantine in Adelaide. While he's there, guess what happens, Jim?
What happens?
The f*** gets coronavirus! Then, Jim, he leaves Adelaide, comes to Melbourne, and sprays it around the northern suburbs like weed killer, Jim! Every f***'s got it now!
Bill, he didn't know he had it. He tested negative.
Shut up, you entitled one! He's not what I'm angry about, Jim. You know who can properly get
who?
Stephen Marshall.
Well, the Premier of South
Australia. Yes, Jim! The Premier of South Australia! After this bloke infects half of the northern suburbs of Melbourne, guess what old Stephen does? Mm. And I'll quote him.
Go on.
Immediately and aggressively, we will shut the borders with suburban Melbourne. Steve, old mate, you take him in when he's healthy. Then you infect the with the most aggressive strain of this virus. You send him back over here to us, all hell breaks loose, then you aggressively shut the borders. Well, you can aggressively get
fat.
Adelaide's a dump anyway, Jim. Anywhere that's produced you is a hole.
I actually came from
Perth. And that's a shithole too, don't you say Perth. Adelaide. Geelong's got bigger buildings than Adelaide, Jim. Tex with his stupid ears. Prison bar jumpers. Redbacks can't win a game, Jim.
No more.
Only one city with one highway.
No more.
Cross Lotto. Let's buy the budget to watch the footy. What a
No more. Oh no.
He's just strafed the entire state.
The whole joint.
Oh, he's got to calm down because he's got to come back for a joke, Jim, to wrap up the show.
Oh my God.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Don't forget, tomorrow you can download our Fruity Friday podcast on the listener app.
What about that? What about that for a show? And wow. Bill, baking just... Ooh. My God.
It's going to be...
Better not wander over the border.
No. I better not.
I better not go over there.
I was thinking going to Geelong and Port Adelaide.
I think you just stay here, Fat, would be my strong... Now,
might be
Fruity
stopped.
Show tomorrow. Yes. Make sure you listen to that. Top 10 hard-to-pronounce words for Fat. And also, we have a look at some of the real funny SH1T that used to happen at the grand final footy show. But something humorous on a Thursday. And we need it.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy, this was back when I had one leg and I was standing at the ATM, Jim.
Yes.
With my one leg.
With your one leg,
right.
But amazingly, you've grown that other leg back
again. It just grew back pretty quick too. And a lady was walking past and asked, can I help? Can she help me?
Right.
That's what you were
That's
asking,
it. Oh, no,
Jim.
We got that till there.
No, it's okay. I'm just checking my balance.
Oh, no.
No,
there's a bill.
That's
the
it.
State's in lockdown.
I know.
We need lifting more than ever, and that's the best you can come up
Guess
with.
Guess who that's
so
from?
I'm just checking my balance.
Eileen.
Oh, no.
From Scotland.
Yeah, oh, really?
Her name's Eileen.
You didn't twig, maybe?
That's Irene, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not bad. No, just checking the balance, because I only had one leg.
One leg, yeah. So balancing on the other leg.
I really had two.
Yeah.
Now I've got three.
Oh, my God.
Three. Old tripod.
Oh, I've actually got to turn you off.
Permanently.